would be enemy before that. But before that, before even the person doesn't love oneself, you see. But until one doesn't find that, you see, either stranger or friend. There's only, if it's not enemy, either stranger or friend. You see, until one discovers this person, this person doesn't love me. So then, so the enemy, you see, you see, so before that, there's no appearance of enemy. So after one labeled, discovering this attitude is no good, you see, then one labeled enemy, then enemy appears. Okay? Now there's one extra thing on top of that. So before I mentioned that, you see, since the enemy, what appears to oneself, it came by one's own mind labeling. So therefore, you see, whom we get angry, is one's own creation. You see, what one has imputed, you see, enemy. So you see, it becomes, by analyzing like this, you see, no point, there's no point at all, you see, to get angry, you know, to get angry. The conclusion is, you see, it becomes very funny, completely childish. Get angry to what one has labeled, to get angry to the enemy that which one has labeled, you know. The appearance that one which one has created. So now, on the top of this, you see, when we analyze how the enemy appears to oneself, you see, the enemy, even though it is merely imputed by one's own thought on that person, but the enemy does not appear as a merely imputed. You see, the enemy, appears, you see, existing from its own side. You see, unlabeled. The enemy appears as unlabeled. You see? Unlabeled. So that is not true. That is completely false. The enemy which appears unlabeled. Independent. So that is, you see, completely hallucination on that person's aggregates. Nowhere, you see, that unlabeled, independent enemy, see, exists. So now even become, you see, more silly. You see, when we get upset, when we get angry, you see, the enemy, which appears as independent or unlabeled. So in other words, one would one get upset or angry is one's own hallucination. One get angry, you see, to one's own hallucination. So like this, you see, completely came from the enemy, completely came from one's mind. Sending the friend completely came from the mind. So the person, you see, he or she likes me. So they interpreted that as good, and then benefiting. Then you see, by that reason, you see one label. You see, on that person, you see friend. And then after one label, you see friend. Then friend appears. There's appearance of friend. Then you see, follow this. Then even on the top of that, you see. Actually, reality, enemy friend is what's merely imputed, you know, on this base. But such as just the friend does not appear, you see, as merely imputed. It appears as existing from its own side, you know. So again, you see, to cling so much, you see, when we analyze, it becomes very kind of childish act. You know, one cling, you see, one grasp one's own creation, you see, one's own hallucination, you see, the unlabeled friend. So like this. So no point. Conclusion is no point at all. You see, to grasp, and you see. Discriminate some sentence with closer and get, you see, angry by, you see, get angry by discriminating enemy, you see, and then renounce that, you see, and discriminate by letting friend and then grasping that, you know, discriminating that as a closer. So there's no point at all. So for this meditation, So if you If you have understood what I explained, what I've just spoken, this about friend and enemy, this itself, you see, now becomes meditation to practice, to practice patience. In this way, then, you see, you can control the dissatisfactory mind, you know. You see, so much, the overwhelming desire, you see, one can control, you see, this way one can get satisfaction. And this way one can control anger. So, this self becomes a matter, you see, meditation, practicing patience, you know, and especially, it becomes very effective meditation, you know, very clear meditation, you see, emptiness. You see, meditating emptiness of the friend and emptiness of the enemy, the absolute truth of friend and enemy. So, this meditation helps. This meditation becomes meditation for many things. Many things. As well as, then, you see, by meditating like this, you cannot, one cannot find any blame, you see, one cannot find any blame on others, you know, you see, outside. There's no one single, so one cannot blame the, you see, the problem of one's own life, unhappiness of discomfort of one's own life. One cannot blame. There's nobody, there's no one to blame on. You see, understanding of the reality, what friend is, what enemy is. You see? So, but after mentioning this, one don't find nobody to blame on, see, outside, except, you see, one's own the selfish attitude. You see? Disturbing thoughts. So this helps also to develop compassion, you know. You see. Compassion, loving kindness. You see, suddenly one has been criticizing, blaming so much. Suddenly one sees nothing to blame on others. So therefore, you see, compassion rises on others, then especially loving kindness rises, because one feels the enemy, you see, so precious. Kind, precious, you know. You see, giving opportunity. To develop one's mind, which makes possible to achieve liberation, you know, full enlightenment. Yeah. So like this, neither friend enemy, how they came from mind, also mind, same thing. From this morning until tonight, You see, whatever we hear, whatever we see, all the six sense objects from this morning until tonight, everything, you see, what appears to us is what we labeled. What we believe is what we labeled. You see, what we believe is what we labeled. From this morning until tonight. So therefore, how everything today, all the six objects, subject, object, action, everything came from our mind. The whole existence in samsara nirvana, whole existence, what appears to one's mind, you see, came from one's mind. So therefore, it is unbelievable how to subdue the mind, to practice, you know, good heart, through meditation, the utmost important. Points. When we have problem in the maybe first I mentioned this attitude. So, when one gets up in the morning, you see, now how to make that one day life, you know, meaningful, highly beneficial for self, for other sentient beings. How to make the life positive? If one has met guru teacher practicing Dharma, then you see how to think, you know, when one get up in the morning. You see, so one who has met virtuous teacher practicing Dharma, then like this, one visualize the root guru above one's own crown, and then think like this, how fortunate I am. How fortunate I am that I did not die since I was born until now, you know, by kindness of the virtual teacher, guru. That root guru as embodiment of all the other gurus, you know, that one has Dharma contact, that one has received Dharma contact. And then, think. After this is same, even one who doesn't have virtuous teacher, you know, one who doesn't have virtuous teacher, one who hasn't met guru, you see, it is that where to think is same. Now, the self-challenging thing like this. So today, you know, today, this perfect Hymn report that I found once, you know, you see, I'm going to essence on this. And then think, how I'm going to essence on this? And then, you see, what's the worst enemy, you see, which interferes to fulfill my wishes, to obtain my happiness. Especially, me to fulfill the wishes of all sentient beings. You see, the worst enemy, especially me to fulfill the, wishes of all sentient beings, that is self-cherishing thought. This is the worst enemy. So therefore, until death, then after the death, especially this year, especially today, you know, I will never let myself to be under the control of the self-cherishing power. She has to make strong determination. And then, one who is practicing Buddha Dharma, and then, you see, until I achieve enlightenment, until that time, this year, but then particularly this month, this week, especially today, I won't let myself under the control of the self-cherishing power. So make strong determination. So, you see, like having kicked out the self-cherishing thought, you see, that which is abiding in your heart is being kicked out, you know. You see, it's not there. You see? Like that. Then, what is it? What is the best means, you see, to obtain all my works, you know, in other words, all my happiness, especially to obtain to fulfill the wishes of all sentient beings, to obtain happiness for all sentient beings, what is the best means? That is the greatest, you see, best means is the, you see, good heart, the bodhicitta, cherishing others. So, and then, think, you see, from the, after the dead, especially today, this year, especially today, I will never separate away from the bodhicitta, cherishing others, even for 1 second. Other one, self-cherishing thought, I won't let myself enter the control of self-cherishing thought, even 1 second. So make strong determination. So this is how, I'm going to, you see, make the life most meaningful, most beneficial. You see, concern for self and for every sentient being. So then the conclusion is that you see the same thing you see until environment until that time until especially this year, then particularly this month, this week, especially today, I won't let myself into control myself, you see, I won't let myself to separate away from the Bodhicitta chasing others even for 1 second. So, person who practices Dharma, or the, you see, the Buddhism, they're like this. You see. Now, it is short, the rest of the activity, until night, whatever one does, if one can do all the activities, business, working in the office, you see, everything, teaching in the school, whatever, working at home, you see, everything, if one can do the work with continuation of this attitude, you see. So one of them makes strong determination, you see, to not separate, even from Bodhicitta, chasing others, even for 1 second. At that time, you see, see, by keeping this Bodhicitta in my heart, deep in my heart, then I'm going to do all the my activities, body, spirit, mind, with this. So at that time, you see, you feel that, you see, you can feel in a place of self-chasing problems, the Bodhicitta chasing others in your heart. You see, replaced. So, one one eat, drink, same thing. So, you see, in order to, the meaning of life is to serve others, you know, to obtain happiness, others, to pacify sufferings to others. So therefore, you see, that's the purpose of my life, you know, you see. So therefore, I need long life, healthy. So therefore, I'm going to take this, eat this food. Okay, same thing, one dresses, you see, same attitude. Again, for sake of others, oneself to, you see, the reason, oneself is a servant, not to serve others, need to, you see, protect this body, you see. So therefore, wearing the dress. Same thing, you see. So after wearing so many dresses, you know, after wearing expensive dresses, you see, they're made by sentient beings, you see, after eating expensive, you know, food, you see, that came from other sentient beings, you know, suffering, came from other sentient beings, suffering, you know, creating so much karma. But then you see, the decision is, you see, to oneself, you see, what should one do out of this? You see, using other sentient beings' enjoyment, you know. You see, now, what should one do? You see, decision is to serve others, you see, to work for others, to live the life for others. Okay? That. To obtain happiness for others, to pacify problems. Same thing. Okay? When one does work, same thing like this. You see, particularly those people, employer, whoever, one can think of all sentient beings, especially the people whom one is working for. You see, oneself is a servant, you know. My life is theirs. It's not mine, other sentient beings, theirs. So this, to serve others, to serve for them, to serve for them, that's why I have this precious human body. You see, that's why I have taken this by creating so much good karma in past lives. So anyway, so continuously with this, you see, with this attitude, you see, one to the world. So in this way, we see now even one that's washing. You see, when one does washing, you see, again same thing, you know, to do the works for other sentient beings, you see, need to be healthy, long life, so therefore I'm washing. You see, killing the body. You see, like that. So by doing like this, then all the activities became good karma. All this activity from morning until night, you see, become good karma, cause of happiness. You see, nothing of this action became net karma. You see, cause of suffering, only cause of happiness. You know. Since all these things are done, you see, for the sake of other sentient beings, you know, only for other sentient beings, this becomes the purest, most pure Dharma. And then, this way, you see, all the activities, for sake of others, you know, to obtain happiness for all sentient beings, to pacify suffering, you know, or then need long life, healthy, you see. And then, therefore, I'm going to sleep. So the motivation for others, sleeping is for others. You see? Same thing when one takes medicine, same attitude. So in this way, everything become cause of happiness, unmistaken cause of happiness, best cause of happiness. Most beneficial, life. Otherwise, every action of eating become cause of suffering. If the motivation is selfish attitude, and you see anger, attachment, ignorance. Then you see, how much we eat, everything becomes, negative karma, you know, cause of suffering. How many times we wash one day, you see, how many times we wash, everything becomes negative karma. How many times we sleep, it becomes negative karma. So everything, whatever we do, how many times we change our clothing, dresses, and you see, one day, all this becomes, you see, the cause of problems, you know, the sufferings. Yeah, so I think maybe I'll stop there. So this one, generally speaking, even the person who does not practice Buddhism, you know, who cannot accept reincarnation, you know, or cannot accept reincarnation, you know, who can't understand Buddha Dharma Sangha. You see. And then one who practice Buddhism, then there's so many levels, you see, to do meditation, you know. From morning until night, with all these activities, one can make the quickest path to achieving enlightenment. Yeah. Especially by practicing Tantra. So that part, you know, I'm not, I'm not going to explain. So I think that's stop there. So if one has anger, you see, self-cherishing thought or anger, you see, so as long as one doesn't abandon, there's a danger to give harm to all the sentient beings, starting from the family, husband, wife, you see, children, from there to all the sentient beings, there's danger to do harm. If you don't abandon anger, you see, self-cherishing thought, and this disturbing thought. Now you see, so there's danger. All sentient beings, starting from the family, to all sentient beings, danger. There's danger. They all receive harm from oneself. You see. Now, if this one person, oneself, change the mind from anger into patience, from selfish mind into bodhicitta, starting from the family to all the rest sentient beings, receives only benefit, no harm. All the harm is from this one's one person by having bodhicitta, you see, even patience, virtue thought patience, starting from the family, all the sentient beings receive happiness. This is benefit. They don't receive harm, only benefit. Everyone, numberless sentient beings. So therefore, each of us is completely responsible. You see, every sentient being's happiness starting from the family. So therefore, we need to develop our mind. But there's a reason why they need to meditate. To transform the mind in a good heart, then develop that. Then this way, by developing the good heart, loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, then one can achieve, you see, the ultimate, then, the fully enlightened state. You see, having finished all the mistakes, having all the qualities which one can, by having this attainment, then one can, you see, guide perfectly all sentient beings without philosophy mistakes. So reasons of how need to meditate is very vast. It's very extensive. It contains explanation of all the sufferings, true cause of suffering, all the delusions, all the different level of delusions, up to, you see, the subtle dual view. So all this comes in the reason of why we need to meditate. So I hope there's something, I hope you found, I hope there's something concrete or something you see to meditate, you know, to when there's a problem, you know, to something to meditate. I hope, you know. Even not finished, but I hope you've got some essence there to, you see, when there's a problem, you know, something to say, some method, you see, meditation, to solve the problem, to, that oneself become the guide to open happiness within one's mind, you know, to solve the problem by oneself, without need to, you see, without need to run outside, you know. Yeah, so I think I stop here. So please dedicate the merit. To generate good heart, bodhicitta, loving kindness, compassion, with one's heart and in the mind of all other sentient beings, those who have to go, those who have generated to be developed, okay? Chandru zem jo zem bo je ma je ba nun je jo je ye wa nya ba me ba yu ko ne bun do pe wa so Thank you.